This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The tropicals you had outside all summer should be safely indoors now. Maybe you brought in your rosemary or added lavender. As we bring our plants indoors, sometimes we pay a little too much attention to them. Those plants often go through a transitional period. We need to be careful not to give them too much TLC. Overwatering is the number one killer of houseplants. The thought might be, oh, they've been so ignored, here's some water. Also, almost none of your houseplants like wet feet. We often think water's the cure-all for what may ail your plant. The reality is, most of your houseplants, as well as outdoor plants, do better on the dry side. However, because houseplants' needs do vary, the best advice for a watering schedule is to get to know the plant. While the majority are better off drying out a little, some plants do like to stay moist. All of this information should be on the tag in the pot you buy. If there's no information, then ask. Generally, you'll get a lot more information from your local garden center or flower shop. A watering schedule least likely to get you in trouble is to water when the top 1 to 2 inches of soil is dry. Just stick your finger in the soil to find out. You can water from the top and let the water flow all the way through till it drains out the bottom. Then empty the saucer, or you can bottom water. Set your pot in water until moisture can be seen on the soil surface. African violets in particular prefer this method of watering. Houseplants also tend to appreciate breathable pots such as terracotta, although I admit none of mine are in them. Use room temperature water. I store up rainwater in milk jugs and use that all winter long. I will admit that sometimes that water doesn't smell great, but the plants love it. Stop by GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.